Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday, everyone. Peace and love, and welcome to Conversations with ANA. I'm your host, Angela, and today's topic we're going to be talking about is Black Woman and the Superwoman Syndrome. But before I get started, I have tonight with me my co-host, Avon, and another frequent guest of ours, Susie. And this whole show is about women issues and ideologies and different perspectives of the state and well-being of women and just basically upliftment of women. So we're here to tackle different issues, and some of this stuff, you know, we research, and some of it is just our own personal opinions or whatever, but we definitely would like to be more involved in the upliftment of Black people, a Black woman. So right now, I'm a life coach, and Avon is the co-host, and right now I would like for her to introduce herself. Avon, what's going on?
Well, who am I? Well, I am Avon. I am an eternal student of life. I feel the highest of highs in the depths of the valley of the lows. And as I understand the concepts of life, it is my desire and honor to share with others who I am in a nutshell. That's what I'm about.
Okay. Well, we supposed to have Susie on the line, and I think she's calling me right now to find out what's going on. I don't know if she can tag in. So just
okay, while you're checking that, I want the callers to know, everybody that's listening in, that the call-in number is 515-605-9322. So please call in, and please, we want to hear your input on whatever it is that we speak on.
Okay, so I just got Susie on the phone. Hey, Susie.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Greetings.
Hello,
so Susie,
how are you, star?
That's what's up.
Introduce yourself, Susie. We already did our intro, so introduce yourself.
Okay. Yes, I'm Susie. I have known Angie for the longest time, and Avon, I consider them my left and my right. I don't know what I would do if I did not have them in my life at this moment. So they're precious to me. My specialty at this point is researching how to heal myself and how do I balance what is health, physical health, and what is mental health. So once we were talking about the show, I decided to really dip in and do some resource work so we could mention those.
Okay. All right.
That's good.
So let's get started. Before we get started, I just let you know, guys, I've been having a great weekend so far. I hope for you guys. I went gun shooting today.
Okay.
Pow, boom, boom. today I shot with a shotgun for the first time. I usually shoot with a 9. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always got to be ready for the revolution, I guess.
That's right.
Whatever it is, whatever way it comes,
right.
It's like, yeah. So, but anyway, you know, I would like to tell, and you know, it's like we did a pre-show already about this, and y'all could come with that same fire. I don't mind. But one of the things, yeah, Avon, I hear you laughing. One of the issues I would like to attack is the pressures, the expectations, and the managing roles that we as mothers, women as mothers, homemakers, students, and many times breadwinners take on, which affects our health and well-being, you know. And this causes many type of health issues. It causes depression. It causes hypertension. It causes diabetes, cancer, obesity, And, you know, the list can go on and on and on. And a lot of times we're being seen as, and I hear women say this, like they're independent, that they don't need a man, or even when they're in relationships, I'm starting to see as a life coach how we just overextend ourselves in our relationships and other relationships too. But right now I'm just talking about the intimate relationships, that how we just do too much. So, with that, I would like to ask y'all to just, you know, chime in on that and, you know, any questions or whatever y'all have for me as well.
Yes, yes.
You want to start it off, Susie?
Avon?
No, well, I say this. I agree with that. As women, and I have been guilty, I am guilty, from time to time, that we just do too much. Just do too much. We're caregivers. Yes. We're nurturers. We want to help. We want to help everybody. We want to do for everybody. We don't want our people to suffer. We don't want them to feel any pain. So we'll go step in there and take on the pain, you know.
Yes.
And that is not fair. See, we interfere with other people's life lessons. And then we end up beat down, broken down, and then we're angry.
Yes.
So we have to learn how to stand down at times.
Yes.
So, you know, that's my overall view.
Yeah, real talk. I definitely tears on both sides. Thank you, Angie and Avon. I think so as well. We do what our natural duties are. We are nurturers, and we are mommies, and we are wives and sisters. And we are aunties, we are sister friends. The other stuff that comes with that is what we allow other people to do to us. Because you have to teach people how to treat you. And we, as women of color, see our mothers and aunts and sisters and cousins do the same thing, even out the in-laws that come into the family. Do the same thing, overextend themselves to the point of hospital visits.
That's right.
So I believe that everyone that is listening to us right now, we have to seriously take the right and say it to our sisters in love and respect. You need to delegate some of this work. There is no reason that soon husband and wife and three or two children, even if it's one, to be in that house and that house is not kept clean.
Yeah, but what about when some women say they independent, they don't need no help, and then this is what gets me. You have women who are in their intimate relationships, whether it's marriage or just, you know, living with someone or just even, you know, in a relationship and they're not living together. They say they're independent. You know, you got women saying that they don't need a man. And then they take on this. When they get burned out, then they'll turn into their mates like, oh, you don't help me. You don't do this.
Yeah.
How should a man, how could someone help you if you always in this superwoman?
Yeah.
Mentality, or and you showing that by your actions, like you don't need any help, you don't want any help, and that hurts us more because not only is it in our relationships, our community, okay, views us as strong. Oh, the strong black woman.
Yeah,
where have that gotten us? That hasn't, you know, that hasn't gotten us anywhere. And then what we do, we suffer in silence. And then we complain to each other. Oh, you know, I had to do this. I'm, you know, I'm making all the money. I got to come home and clean. I got to take care of the kids. I got to run around to the, you know, to the schools. So we suffer in silence. Meanwhile, we carry a badge of honor of being superwoman. Like we can do it all on our by ourselves.
Yep. That reminds me of one a lesson I learned a while ago when I was in college and they asked me if I had a physical, and I said, no, I haven't had a physical. I didn't have time to select a doctor. And she says to me, well, you have to get your breast test, and you have to have a physical. Here is a list. And because I was living in Harlem, I went to the breast center on 124th Street on Madison or 5th, and the older woman that was there that was helping me, I said to her, I don't have any money to pay for a breast exam. And she went downstairs and came back with a piece of paper for me to sign saying that I applied for a grant and it's granted and it's paid for. That's how I got my first breast exam. She said to me while she was in the elevator with me, she said, do you know who opened the first breast center? I said, I can't believe there was a first breast center in Harlem. How is that possible? Why wasn't there one? And she explained to me that the first breast center was opened by a man, and one of his first patients was a woman of color, mother, grandmother, with her breasts ulcerated. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's not supposed to happen. And all of our illnesses, like Sister Avon was saying earlier, all of our illnesses, the emotional and the mental illnesses, become attached to each organ in the body. Because of the stress, it produces cortisol. You overeat. You eat too much salty food. You eat too much sweet food. And not realizing that you're killing ourselves on so many levels until we are in front of a doctor saying, well, you know what? We're going to have to do this, this, and this, and it's not going to be pretty. So I believe we have to tell each other the truth as women. We talk to each other a great deal. And if we're not telling each other the truth and helping us navigate that truth so we can step into it and lean into it and understand that if we don't have our oxygen mask on, nobody is going to survive this plane ride.
Okay, well, what about the women who what about women who say they're independent and they don't want their men to take leadership of their roles in the house, and which makes it more difficult for us because, you know, black women, we have a stigma. You know, we have to talk about the stigmas that we have. And first of all, let me say this. The government started all of this with us, okay? This is not just us doing this as women.
Right.
It started when they decided to take our men out the home, okay? Yep. Back in, and everyone's seen that movie, Claudia. When they told black women that, listen, we're going to give you some welfare, we're going to give you food stamps, and you do not need no man. And why is that relevant today? Because we see the young girls. How many young girls is having babies out of wedlock? You know, my goddaughter told me today that someone she knows told her that, you know, they don't need a man, even though they're pregnant by the man, but they don't need to be married. Okay,
wow.
They don't need like a partner. So right there, we are going into immediately, we have our young girls are going into superwoman syndrome mentality just by that. So they told us as black women, we don't need help. We don't need our mates. We can do all by ourselves, but it is killing us. It's no proof that it's working. Look at our communities. Look at our broken homes. Look at our marriages. Look at our relationships. So when I hear this, I'm like, and you see it with younger women, you see it with older women. It's heartbroken. You know, it's heartening because you see it and you recognize that it's a setup. We've been set up. And as black women, we have to realize how we're being set up. And now the media is betraying us, the Olivia Pope. What's her name that played in that law? She's a lawyer.
Olivia Pope.
Yeah.
Olivia Pope. Who?
Yeah.
Olivia
Pope. Carrie Washington played her.
Yeah, but it was another
movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Jessica.
Suits. Yeah. Suits,
right. And there's another one with she's the dark skinned woman. She plays as she's a powerful lawyer as well.
How
to get away with murder. Now so the media is showing us that, you know what, we could be strong black women. We could solve everyone's problems, we could have our own companies, we can do this, we can do that. But how many of us in reality is actually doing it? And even with you, Avon, today, our pre-show, you kind of, you know, went off on me and was like, what about the women who don't have the knowledge and they're being abused in a relationship, but I'm talking about the women who do have the knowledge, in which I could get into that, you know, later. But I'm talking about the women who do have the knowledge and the resources to say, hey, I'm doing too much. Let me pull back. Let me let my man, you know, do his step up, do what he needs to do, or I step back. Okay, if you don't want to step up and I'm already in the relationship, you know, what solutions that I could come up with to preserve my health and mental stability?
Yeah.
It has to be some type of common sense for the women who are in positions to be able to get the resources or know how to get the resources to be able to, you know, to protect themselves, protect their health.
Yeah. I think it really happens because we are saying it. It will only happen if they decide to realize that their health is at risk, and that's the most important thing. They're thinking it's their relationship. If they don't take it on, the relationship will go to hell. Well, relationship be damned. You should not compromise your mental health for anyone. And that's the example that was set by Nana, by Mommy, by Auntie, and sister, older sister, and cousin. How do we pull ourselves from that? I found 19 different resources that reference Black women and Black girls for mental health by our culturally competent psychologists and therapists and psychiatrists. It is online. Everybody has a phone. How many of us, how are we going to challenge our sisters and brothers to Google Black health, Black girl health, Black girl magic mental health?
Wait a minute, Susie. I'm sorry to cut you off, but earlier, Susie, you were saying that these women don't have the resources and everything. So what about with the women who don't have it, though? You know, you're saying that those are the ones. I'm just saying because you was advocating for the ones that that didn't have the resources and who don't know. So I was just kind of.
I mean. Every little girl that's 12 and 13 years old, even younger, have a phone. I wasn't talking about either woman, either or. Everyone has a phone. That's what we have in common. Everyone has a phone. I don't care if it's a government phone, it's an Apple phone or Android phone. I don't care. The fact is, all of us have a phone. And if we do not understand we're in danger and we need to Google some mental health, everybody across the board knows that word mental health. Or you can say battered women. You can type that in, and it gives you a bunch of different places to go to. So we know where to go for help. The youngest girl out here knows she's 9 years old, and if anybody comes at her sideways, she could either run inside, run into a restaurant, or she can report that on the phone.
So if that's true, Susie, how come so many Black women are victims of this? I'm a life coach, and every time that I hear, every time women come to me, most of the time, 90% of the time, they blame Black men or the men in their lives for the causes and effects of what's taking place in their life, as if these resources don't even exist.
No, because they don't see themselves as victims.
But should they see themselves as victims, or should they see themselves as a woman who have choices and start using their choices for their own good and their own wellness?
Well, the fact is that would be ideal, because you can't see it when you're in the middle of it. Your sister has to pull your coat and say, look, this don't look too cute. He can't yell at you in front of me and push you in the car and drive away with you. That's not cute. Some women just don't know, and they don't see themselves as victims.
You know,
so how
I'll say this. I'm sorry, Susie. Go ahead. I want to start off with this because, yes, we did have a conversation prior to this broadcast. And my thing is, first and foremost, I take exception as I stop separating and differentiating those that have and those that have. We all in the same darn boat. The thing is, women that have the resources, they so-called have these resources, what's going on, they're educated, they this and that. But the thing is, if we're going by that, if you got all these things, why aren't you using these resources? And then by the same token, you say these women that are poor, that don't have what have you, they don't have access to. So what is it here? The bottom line is, if you don't realize that you have resources, you don't know who you are, it's worthless to you. You can't tap into what you are not aware of. And that's what the all A's are about. Until you can acknowledge that there is a problem, that's what you said, Susie, and where the problem is, how are you going to start to feel that if you have no idea? So as a whole, we need to know what's going on.
But let's not differentiate.
That's the problem now. We all so much daggone separation. This one from this. This one from that.
We're all in the same boat.
And it ain't looking too good. It don't sound
too good
to me. So you look. And please, pardon me with those that have got the degrees or whatever. But guess what? We got educated fools out here. Just because you have a degree in college does not mean you know how to take care of yourself and what the true meaning of life is and how to help yourself. So I'm sorry, but that's what gets my blood boiling when we do that. Stop differentiating the two. We are a whole, and we got a problem, men and women. It's not just us. It's men and women. And when one learns to heal themselves, they can help each other.
I'm going to calm down. All right. I'm going to go to the lines now because we have a couple of people in queue. I don't know if they want to comment or whatever, but we're going to go to the – I'm going to go to the lines right now and open up. Hello, thank you for calling. The ending number 1606. Do you have a comment or a question?
No, I'm listening to everything here. Hey, Ange, how you doing? This is Greg. What's up?
Oh, hi, Greg. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for calling in.
Of course, I'm listening to Three Phenomenal Queens, and you're addressing things very thoroughly. I love the way you're saying it. I love the energy, everything. You know what I mean? And I salute you, Queens. Yeah. And, you know, whatever I can do to add to everything that you guys are talking about, you know, I would do it because at the end of the day, I'm for my people. I'm for my queens because of all of the horrific things that you've been through throughout your life, all of the holes and beasts for the past 4 decades that have brought you down because of the black man and things like that. So me, I'm always on the verge of trying to correct that due to the fact that, you know, these are things that have to be corrected, but the black man himself has to stand up and he has to recognize his faults, you know, and things like that in order for us to come together, in order for us to really come full circle. There's a lot of different things that have to be done. There's a lot of damage that's been done throughout the years that we really have to reconcile and come together and pull together. And that's the problem. Yep. You know what I mean? That's one of the major problems.
Yeah.
And I'm only going from a secular perspective, but, you know, that's what it is. You know, and that's why I stand for you, strong women who are doing what you're doing to pull us together. You know, Angel always has my full support. You queens have my full support. And I would always love to come on and comment and just help assist you to do more to uplift you in the correct way, the way you should be. Because at the end of the day, what our men of color should be doing right now, we should be the ones coming together and trying to restore and salvage what's left of how we have literally destroyed our queens and did all kind of horrible things, even at the hand of how Ann said earlier, the government and things like that, because a lot of that has to do with it. And we have to get out of the superficial or super consecutive mindset of seeing everything through the eyes of a white opinion. And, you know, we need to understand that we have a common problem. We have a common problem amongst our community that we have to correct. And that really, and again, a lot of that is at fault of you know, us black men, that we need to come together. We have to admit and understand that. But first and foremost, and it's going to be baby steps that we have to take to move further to a conclusion. But at the end of the day, it is about solution, and we need that 100%.
And that's what – exactly. And I just want to make it clear to everyone that I'm not trying to divide the sexes. And, you know, and as a woman, I'm addressing women issues because I feel that I don't know – I know about black men, and I know they issues, but I feel that if I'm over here trying to support and trying to get heal women – then men can do their part, and then we can come together. So that's the perspective I take. So I'm not coming from a perspective of dividing us. I'm just talking about the issues that are in our community, and as a life coach and coaching many women, that many women, you know, our health are being affected by doing everything, and we do need support, you know, and also just putting out the word of, we got to stop saying we don't need our men, you know, we need
what
the black men.
Well, Brother Greg, what is the, could you just air out two things that our men could say to our women as tomorrow comes around? What are the two things they could say to us that let us know that you acknowledge that we are in pain and that we need some kind of help?
Okay, the first thing that us as men of color need to, first of all, we need to recognize the ills and all of the atrocities and everything that we have done at the hands of literally destroying our queens. That's what we need to do. So what we really have to do, we really have to take kind of steps back into history, because a lot of times when I'm talking, like me, because, you know, I came from that era of hip hop, we came from, you know, we went through three tsunamis of issues. Like, if I'm 51 years old, so we're probably all within the same age range, and we've all probably been through the same situations here and there. So, like, for instance, me, a lot of times when I'm talking to, like, the younger generation, especially the young ones anywhere between the ages of maybe, I'd say, 25 to about maybe 45, I would talk to them and I would tell them, like, I would do comparisons, right? I would say, now look at today's hip-hop generation, right, so to speak, right? I use that as an example. When you look at all of the great pioneers that all of us grew up with, the Grandmaster Flashes, the LL Cool J's, the Run DMC's, in the very beginning, none of these artists used any kind of derogatory statements towards calling women all kind of whores and bees and all kind of stuff. They brought out pure great music. You had Salt and Peppers. You had great MCs at times and pioneers that really, you know, just brought great music when it was once considered a culture, you know. But then later on, as things began to go down the line and things began to kind of get really sour, you know, down the line, once the crack epidemic hit, things began to change drastically. Then, as the crack epidemic hit, and it began to really kind of really start really hitting, I mean, like, we took a serious blow from ACS cases to RICO laws and to all kind of different things that really gave us a shattering blow that really kind of, like, really broke down the black community. So now, coming into the 90s, now you get this whole NWA syndrome, because a lot of people fail to realize this is where a lot of it began to change drastically. When they started all the "we don't love them hoes" and a B is a B and all that, and I don't want to use no kind of profanity on the show, but you know, it was a lot of those things that really took a deep impact on what we began to absorb as black men. And because there were no black role models, there was no black role model fathers because of the crack that literally destroyed the families, right? You know, you had no role models there because there was too many people, you know, just getting caught up with the unnatural elements that was literally pitted there to destroy our community. So as, you know, we began to further in, and a lot of this was also designed by the government and things that they literally did. This is all premeditated things that literally help kind of diffuse our community. So
you're right,
you know,
brother.
Between,
the one thing, so, you just say the things that you can tell us to do right now, because we know all the ills. What we have to do is look each other in the eye. And
absolutely.
What is it that this brother is going to say to the women in his life to help them save their lives? What is that one sentence we need to hear from you?
He has to realize it's wrong first. And if he does not realize it's wrong first, that's what's going to be the problem. You got to remember, even with the role models that we had, a lot of our role models were not there to even teach us how to even love women, cherish them, and do the right thing. That's why even at early ages, we just loved, we were all grown up, we were all brought up into this idea of it was all about just getting a woman, love them, leave them, and then just forget them and then abandon them. And then you would later on became women being scorned, leading up to the transition to where we are now.
So Greg, what she's trying to say is that give us one sentence. I'm gonna have to move on to another caller, because I got a couple of callers in.
Let me quick. He needs to, like, again, what he needs, he needs to be aware that we're out here trying to seek solutions, first of all. And what he needs to do, he needs to sit down. He needs to come to terms of understanding the ills that he has been responsible for, and then he needs to turn around and embrace and go back at the, and try to restore what's left of our beautiful queens, because When you look at social media, look at how women are with all of the booty and breasts flying all over the place. All of that is pretty much, all of that is a component of what we've done, the damage that we've caused to you. So he has to realize that first and foremost. He has to realize that and then turn around and then admit it and then now embrace his queen and come to rescue so we could pull together as a community, pretty much. That's pretty much really
okay.
what he should be doing. But
thank
he has
you.
To realize
okay.
it.
Okay.
He has to realize it.
Right. Okay. All right, then. So thank you, Greg. Thank you for signing in. I appreciate you. Thanks a lot.
Oh, and
thank you,
Greg.
Thank you.
It's not. Love you, Queens. Love you, Queens.
All right.
Love you, too, brother.
All right. So, Susie, we want to ask the next caller. I have another caller in line, and I'm going to the caller with the last number, 8365, welcome to Conversations with A&A. State your name and the city and state you're calling from.
I'm calling from the Bronx, New York. This is Prophet Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. What's
Hi.
Going on? Hi.
Hey, peace and blessings, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank
Happy
you.
New
Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New
give
Year.
You, I know it's a big topic, but I'm going to give you 3 minutes because we got two other – we got a couple of other callers. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna say much. It's a good dialogue, that you're having, in terms of the different issues of healing, because that specific thing you're talking about now is dealing with healing.
Right.
But as a black nation, we need to heal. You know, the Bible says, the Most High says in the scriptures, the whole head is sick. Talking about the nation of Israel, which is talking about Black American people, because we are the Hebrew Israelites by genetic
okay.
bloodline. So
yeah.
Even the word Israel means Isis, Ra, and El. So, you know, but anyway, that's a whole nother story. But
that's a good tip.
So we need to heal. Like the Most High said in the Bible and in the Quran and all the books. As a nation, the Bible says the whole head is sick. The whole nation of Israel is sick. You know, so, we need to heal as a nation of people. So, and when you heal, you have to deal with issues. And that's something our community refuses to deal with. You know, we don't want to deal with the issues. As one of my spiritual teachers taught me, Azariah, one of the, my mentors, you're dealing with issues. And when you don't deal with issues that you have in your life, whether it's not forgiving a relative, being mad at your ex-husband, kid's father, it doesn't matter. First of all, spiritual laws transcend gender. All right? So stuff people have to learn. That's not up for debate. That's a fact. The law of karma is not up for debate. You reap what you sow. Spiritually, mentally, physically, psychologically, every level. So, you know, health mm-hmm. is based on laws. And when you break the laws of the body, you reap what you sow. So this issue to me is dealing with so many different things, dealing with that, issues that we refuse to deal with. And when you don't deal with those issues, they manifest in the body. Because I had my mother die from cancer. So I can speak for that personally. All right?
Wow.
But she had issues, with her husband and a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm not going to get into that too much. But it deals with issues.
Yeah.
So when you don't deal with those issues and you don't have the proper diet and health, it manifests in your body as an illness. So there's really no such
exactly.
thing as no disease, but you can't tell people that because they're going to listen to the white man and the white
yeah.
doctors because we believe the
now,
white man
Anthony,
is God and he's not.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm sorry, but can you answer Susie's question? Susie, that was a good question you asked our callers. Can you answer that one question with one sentence? If possible, no more than two because we want to move on.
Yes.
Okay. What Susie was saying. Go ahead, Susie.
Yes. What is it that you can say to our sisters right now? When you see every sister you encounter, what would you say to them that they know that would be genuine and that it would help them? What is the one thing you can say to them at this point?
Well, there's no one thing. It's a whole bunch of things. There's no one thing. But to try to summarize it or abbreviate as best as possible is this, and this is based on laws. Use your free will to heal yourself, because one thing that's greater than love, is free will. You have a choice for everything. Nobody's no victim. I had to say that because I heard y'all talking about the white man tries to push this victim stuff on our woman and try to portray black women as victims. You're not a victim. You can't be a goddess and a victim at the same time. ISIS is not a victim, because all black women on the whole entire planet Earth represent ISIS. We know that for a fact. That's in the mystery. That's in the mystery school of ancient Kemet. So you can't say that ain't true. That means you don't know nothing about. If you don't know about the goddess ISIS, you don't know nothing about yourself. So don't even talk. So you're not no victim. Yeah. You can't be a goddess and a victim at the same time. So when you study the mystery school of the woman of ISIS, you have the free will. Actually, you have the power to heal yourself and others. All right? You use your free will to heal thyself, like Jesus said. Physician, heal thyself, like they told Jesus. And that's a metaphor. Yeah. Heal yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, before I go, I want to give y'all a book in which Avon already know about. Queen of Fools is the sister. Got a book called
Talked about her earlier.
Heal Thyself.
Correct.
All right, so go get that book by that sister. Support that sister, Queen of Fools. So I'll leave y'all with that one.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you so much.
All right, peace.
All right.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Okay, we're going to go to caller 2481. And caller 2481, please state your name and city and state you're calling from. Okay, maybe they don't want to have a comment or anything. Okay, we're going to move on. Yeah, hello? All right. We're going to caller with ending in 9012. Caller 9012, can you please state the city and state that you're calling from, or if you have a comment?
9012 is Karen calling from Harlem, New York. Ooh.
What's going on, Karen? Karen in the house.
Hello, Karen.
I actually just called in to listen. I didn't realize that you guys were taking calls. I want to say that this is an amazing thing. Conversation is always important and is needed. You know, every time that we speak what's in us, we find inner growth within us. Brother Anthony just was blowing me away.
Yes.
Brother Anthony helped me tap into that no matter what the teaching is and no matter what path, what road, or whatever your journey is to get you to an understanding of what God is, it is what it is. You know, no matter what it is, because everybody does not speak the same language. We already know that we were created differently. You know, and I know a lot of times that in conversations there can be some controversy because people don't understand other people's journey or how they are being led or whatever. So some of the things he was saying was like, wow. It was coming from a different place, a different teaching, and a different learning. But when he closed, it was understood.
All right.
Well,
thank you, guys.
Love you.
Thank you, sis.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you so much. Okay. Hold on. You can keep on holding. I'm just going to put you on mute. Thank you.
Okay.
So, So there we have it. We have a couple of, everyone in the queued in that don't want to, they just want to listen in. But we can understand, we can get a better understanding on what's going on. You know, one of the effects, and we're talking about the negative effects and like Prophet Anthony was saying about us healing. And that's what one of the, what this show is about, is to help women heal through these thought-provoking shows and different ideologies and coming from a different perspective. Just real quick, Melissa B. Harris Perry, she wrote the book Sister Citizen. And in that book, she wrote the book to counteract the strong black woman, you know, perception, right? And, mm-hmm. and that was to combat the stereotypes of being a mammy, a Jezebel, a Sapphire. And in that book, you know, she talked about just being strong or whatever. However, we have so many various names and so many stereotypes that, you know, she tried to combat those stereotypes only to leave us here, not just with her book, but others, you know, other thoughts about being a strong black woman. So we are now, okay, so now we combat the mammy, the Jezebel, the Sapphire. So now we have the strong black woman and we still not winning. So this is definitely, you know, a time now we definitely want to help ourselves and others to heal. So you guys can make a comment or say.
Yeah, most definitely. Avon.
You know, absolutely. I agree, absolutely. There are so many thoughts and we have so many voices out here and they're all very important. So we don't want to leave any out. You know, one thing I want to say, we touched on, and this is what I see as part of our challenge here is, we are under a system that we are taught in a compartmentalized way. We had this conversation earlier, ladies, but I want to share it with the audience that we have out here.
Yes.
And the thing is,
yes,
we're taught in compartments, so everything is separated, and we are a holistic people. So we learn,
yes,
everything is a one, and it comes back to one. We are taught in bits,
yes,
and pieces, and then no one ever told us how to put it back together so that this thing,
yes,
could work and function properly. So
yes,
on our journey, when we go along and we do this healing, we're going to help do that, you know, to help bring it all together and make it concrete,
mm-hmm,
so that we can understand. So it's not just we're looking at it as individual concepts, because it's not. It's all part of the one. And Angela and I always have this talk back and forth. No matter what you do,
yes,
nothing is separate. It's always going to go back to the one. Do your arithmetic,
yes,
we're in the binary system, zeros,
yes,
and ones. The computers and everything,
yes,
is going back to one.
That's right.
So
yes,
let's not keep it separate. Let's remember that, and then we have to move as one. As a people, we're one. We can't separate each other from what have you, men, women. Yes, we identify as these different genders here, but we're all part of one. And we have,
yep,
both of these energies within us. We have the masculine and the feminine. So sometimes even men can be operating in their feminine as women operate in their masculine. And that's part of what
that's
we're talking
right
about today. When the women start operating out of that masculine and get stuck and don't know how to balance it out, vice
yes,
versa.
Yes.
You got to get balance.
Yes.
This is all about balance. This journey here is about balance, and we are out of balance right now. And we need
really
to balance.
So at the top of the game, yes, we are all one, but we are very, very divided as a nation inside a nation. We are very divided. So what we need to do is really check our mental health and our mental wellness. There are a ton of, I found 19 different sites for people of color alone. 19 different sites. I went to the National Alliance of Mental Health website, and it's NAMI.org, and they have a crazy list of all kinds: Black Girl Magic, Girl Magic, Mental Health. There are people on the other line that can refer you to sources inside your community. The help is in your community. When you listen to this show, recognize you're going to get help. You don't know you need help, then you need to call us. Real simple. But definitely, right. Anyone you know that's suffering, and when we look to our left and our right, we are suffering. That's all right. You have to do is look to your left and your right. There's someone suffering there. So what we can begin to do is in the most subtle, gentle, loving, supportive way, say, hey, this is a number. I tried. I spoke to them. It's an 800 number. Your stuff is not reported to anyone. You can speak to someone for free and have them help you sort yourself out.
Right.
You don't know you need to be sorted out. So that NAMI.org, and then you scroll down. It's right on the front. The one that I like the most is called BEAM, Black Emotional and Mental Health Collective. That means there are all these people that look like you and I that are waiting to talk to you and help you and solve that problem.
Right.
So please have a look at that and look at the 19 lists they have there. They have it for black men and families. They have it for black women and families, black girls, teenagers, the whole nine. The stuff is there. Why? Because the money has been flowing now. So these organizations have been getting funding to remain open and help us.
Okay.
And I think all of us need to be evaluated. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. So and for my closing statement, I just want to mention that how we do have options and we need to get out of the victim mode and take more responsibility and accountability for all relationships and everything that comes into our life. That's my biggest thing, you know, and if it takes healing, we need to heal. So just, you know, we have to be careful of being a victim, because that means that we're not living out of our free will, you know. And like the prophet Anthony said, you know, we need to heal if that's the case. And we need to do that. So, yeah, but our show has ended, and we're just going over overtime right now. But I would like to thank each and every one of the callers for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, these are the shows that we will definitely be having more of. And you guys can say your closing statement, you know, closing thoughts on that.
Yeah, I so adore both of you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Peace.
Hey, bye.
I love my sisters. You know that you have my heart. I'm here for you always. And our listening audience, I'm here for you.
Yes.
Know that.
Yes. All right, then. Peace and love. Peace and blessings. Out. Thank you. More listeners again. Bye-bye.
Good night.